2026, the year of growth. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, good morning. I'm full of joy. I don't know about you, but greet your neighbor, tell your neighbor, good morning. Tell your loved one, good morning. Why do we say good morning at this moment of the day? We are children of the light. Children of the day, that's what the Bible says. Means whether it is dark on the outside, we always say good morning. Why? Because you are in the presence of God. Today, all over the world, people are celebrating this coming year. But we believers, we know no one can enter a place of fulfillment before God. Nobody can enter a new year before Jesus. What makes the year different is within you. That's why people of faith, people of God, we are here praising the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God for your life. Today, many people are waiting for a new year. Someone to have a complete break with the experience they got this year. Some say this year was terrible. Some say this year was fantastic. Whether you complain or whether you are happy, you have something in common. We are all alive here in the presence of Jesus. Why can't we give thanks to God for the gift of life? Why can't you give thanks to God for the gift of good health? When you look around, you will see always something that can cause you to say, oh, it's not good. But it takes a lifetime to see what is good. It is hidden. Today, we are in the presence of God. We are in the presence of Jesus. We are in the presence of the Holy Spirit. This means there are two ways of seeing the new year. Some see it through the eyes of Jesus, or some see it through other eyes, human perspective. But I'm telling the truth, that there are two types of worlds. We have the world of truth. We have the world of falsehood. What is falsehood? Falsehood always brings disappointment. Falsehood appears good, appears nice, very promising. At the end of the day, disappointment. The expectation you had last year, today, what is the outcome of it? Many end up with disappointment. Many started new plan, they stopped. Many face what they call failure. But I'm telling the truth today, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you will never regret. Why? Because faith in Christ Jesus is a sure and practical act. Now I want to ask you just one thing. Those who are going through the valleys, through the mountains, I want you, God, to open your eyes to see the hand of God in your situation. God has promised that before us, there is a new year of growth. What does growth entail? For the people of truth, those who see Jesus as their Lord and Savior, we have no excuse of remaining what we are. There is a promise given to you. There is a promise given to me. But the reward of that promise is from heaven, is from God. Life is in stages. Never measure your Christian life by your situation. Never measure God's goodness by the situation you are believing. If God can open your eyes of faith to see the goodness of God in your life, you will say, thank you, Jesus. Many entered this year, 2025. Where are they today? But you are still here in the presence of God. So I want to tell you about the goodness of Jesus, the goodness of God. My life is a miracle. Your life is a miracle. What is the greatest miracle? You woke up in the morning, you are still alive today in the presence of God. No matter what you have experienced in this year, the best is always yet to come. Why am I here today? Am I here to tell you, year 2026, when you have Jesus, is no longer a year of uncertainty. Because he's the governor of our future. By faith, we live in the present. And we commit our ways to the Lord. But before I pray for you, I want to tell you who God is. Who is Jesus? Who is the Father? Who is the Holy Spirit to you? The fact that we are in the presence of God today, remember Adam chose the way of death and brought this trouble all over the world. But Jesus chose the way of life. The cross may look like death, but it was the way of life. He went to the cross knowing in 3 days he will rise from the dead. He went to the cross to shed the blood of redemption. That's the name of God I want to talk about today. Everything about God is redemption. Everything about you, your relationship with Jesus, with God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, is because of Jesus. Jesus has paid the supreme price to bring us back to God. Jesus went to the cross to take away all our curses and to bring blessing of God in our lives. He went to the cross to taste death for you and me so we can live. Jesus took away our poverty so we can be blessed in God's presence. God has given us a promise, and we stand in the assurance of his word without any fear, without any doubt. Now, with the peace of heaven, stand in the way of righteousness. Stand in the way because Jesus is with you. He's our stand. Whether you are happy or not, no matter the journey of life, let me tell you, the Bible says the beginner is the owner, but the finisher. But today, we have someone who is faithful and true. His name is Jesus. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. Today, I want to encourage and ask you to put the eyes of your faith on Christ, as the Lord is going to usher us into a new year. He said this year is the year of growth. That's the will of God. That's the purpose of God. I don't mind what statistics are saying, what the news are saying, what people look at, have expectation of doom of this. But God said there is a difference between those who call his name and those who do not call his name. We are living in the world of truth, the truth from eternity's perspective, where the true position of God in your life is not seen by your circumstance, but what God said about you. Understand the heart of God, the mind of Christ with you, that God is truly with you. When God is looking at you, he's not looking at a poor person. He's not seeing at a sick person. He sees the nature of God in you, his grace in you, his spirit in you. Jesus comes to your life to give you what? A precious gift of righteousness, the precious gift of eternal life. That's why he said we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be given unto you. Today, we're going to give you a roadmap that God has given to us. That roadmap is Psalm 23. Everybody knows Psalm 23. Everybody learns by heart, even at Sunday school. But do we understand the mystery of God's goodness in Psalm 23? We are going to use that book of Psalm 23. We are going to use to pray to enter the new year. And what God has given us, the prayer point, we're going to pray to usher you throughout the year 2026. I am here to commit your life, to commit your ways, to commit your family, to commit your business in the year 2026 under the guidance of the true shepherd, the shepherd of shepherds, God, Jesus himself. Whether the Lord chooses the way you go through, his presence will be with you. When his presence is with you, he will take care of you. He will take care of you in the wilderness for his glory. He will take care of you through the valleys of life. He will take care of you through the mountains. He say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Let me go to the proof text, Psalm 23. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Verse 4. Yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Take note. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, oh Lord. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Verse 6. Surely, take note, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David wrote this psalm under the inspiration and expression of the Holy Spirit. He was a man after God's own heart. He was a man who knew what is in the heart of God, what is in the mind of God, as the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. He was a man of honor. He was a warrior. He was a king. Life wasn't easy for him. He was facing opposition, tests and trials that every human being faces on earth, but with the grace of God in his life. David lived a life of excellency before God. Let's learn the secret he has given us in Psalm 23. This is the journey of righteousness. Psalm 23, if we meditate and understand it, it brings a pattern of thinking of God as our source. God is our Redeemer. God is our Savior. The name Jesus, Yeshua, God is my salvation. This means everything we enjoy in God's presence comes through the redemption we receive. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, God said to Moses, "I revealed myself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob under my name El Shaddai, the mighty God. But under my name, the Lord, I have not made myself fully known to them." What's the meaning of that? We call God Lord. We say Jesus, Lord. God is Lord over our life. He's Lord over our faith. He redeems us from all the troubles of life. He's the Redeemer. That's the heart of God, redemption. When we say Jesus is my Redeemer, he has redeemed me from sin. He has redeemed me from evil. He has redeemed me from all trouble. That's the thing God said. Now, let's see the redemptive names of God we have in this psalm. We read it every day, but let's go through it as we're going to usher us into the new year. David say, "The Lord is my shepherd." Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. That's the Hebrew name. I put the Hebrew name and the meaning so we have a full understanding of what we are reading. When you say, "The Lord is my shepherd," you are saying Jehovah Rohi. That's the name of God, his redemptive name. If God is leading you, you will not want. What's the meaning of that? Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 11, "I am the good shepherd." What's the purpose of the shepherd? The shepherd knows the right direction. He knows the right way. Because in this year, 2026, there is an agenda of God for you. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. God has an agenda for you. Appointment with breakthrough. Appointment with blessing. Appointment with deliverance. In the agenda of the year, Jesus will lead you step by step in all this standing point. When they left Egypt to go to the promised land, when you read the Bible in the book of Numbers, you will see there were some stations. God will take you step by step, day by day, month by month, through the year 2026. Uncertainty, we commit them to God. Difficulty, we commit them to God, because the shepherd will lead you to a place of safety as he ushered you throughout all the vicissitudes of life to this very moment. If you involve Jesus in your walk with him in this year 2026, nothing, absolutely nothing out of God's control can happen to you. That's the surety we have. He's the beginner and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. So when they say, "Lord is my shepherd," you are committing your ways to God. There are many ways into your life, many avenues into your life, many connections that can affect your life, many decisions you're about to take in your business, in your family life. Life is all about decisions. Allow the shepherd to lead you by the power of the Holy Spirit into the right choice. The right connection, the right agenda of God be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for that. Now, he said, "I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures." Mean God will provide for me. Jehovah Yireh. The Lord will provide for you. He has promised to provide for me. When Abraham's faith was tested, God said to him, "Go to the Mount of Moriah and offer me your son." Verse 22, Genesis 22, verse 8. When Isaac asked, "Where is the lamb?" You say, "The Lord will provide for himself." God is your provider. God is my source. God is your source. That is why our faith rests in God's ability, in God's provision to redeem you from lack, to redeem you from poverty, to redeem you from sickness, to redeem from disease, to redeem you from any evil force. That's the promise of God through Jesus Christ. I'm redeemed because of Jesus. I'm saved because of Jesus. I'm blessed because of Jesus. I'm protected because of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Remember his word. No one will snatch you out of the hand of Jesus. That is why we pray through Christ, in Christ, we enter this year. In the name of Jesus. Don't look at your clock. God is taking us by the word through the year. In the name of Jesus. So I continue reading. He said, "He leads me beside the still waters. Peace with you." Jehovah Shalom will lead you to the station of peace. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives." What does the world lack today? Peace. People will celebrate joy today, New Year. But before noon, you see worry. But today, I pray the peace of Christ will usher you into a new year. When you have the Prince of Peace with you, Jesus will keep your heart, your mind, your life in the peace of heaven. When the world is shaking around you, your heart will be kept by the peace of God. When people are troubled, bad news, your heart is kept in the peace of Christ. Keep your heart and your mind in Christ. That's the promise of Jesus. The peace of conscience, the peace of heart, the peace of mind. Jesus will redeem you from all fears in the name of Jesus. He will lead you beside the still waters and he will restore. Restoration means healing. Jehovah Rapha in Exodus chapter 15, God promises he's our healer. He will redeem you from trouble. He will redeem you from sickness and disease. He will restore you. That's the promise of restoration. Spirit, soul, and body. Whatever state of your life has been going through difficult time, when you follow Jesus, he will restore you. He will restore you spiritually. He will restore you physically, emotionally, and all areas. That is his promise. He's a healer. He's a compassionate healer of our wounds. God never promised to keep us away from sickness and disease. He promised to heal us. He promised to give us peace. He's the redeemer. By his stripes, we are healed. We are redeemed. We are saved in the name of Jesus. He said, "Even he led me in the path of righteousness according to his name's sake." Jehovah Sikino. Lord is my righteousness. Jesus said to you and I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I want the Lord to usher you into the world of truth. We are living in the world of truth, but there is a world of falsehood. Whom can we trust? Whom can we believe? Whom can we entrust our decision? We need Jesus to guide you into the world of truth. When he's leading you, he is leading you by the Spirit of truth. You will have the right connection, people of heart, right circumstances, right agenda will come, and the truth of God will lead your life in the name of Jesus. Falsehood, deception will be canceled today in the name of Jesus. He said he will lead you to the right way. Today, the Bible says there is such a way that seems good to a man, but the end of it is death. But when you follow the way of Jesus, he will lead you to the point of life. But that way may be rough by human eyes. But the way is secure. That's the narrow way of Jesus. He will lead you into the narrow way of life throughout this year 2026 in the name of Jesus. He said, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Even though you are walking in the dark, through the valleys, through the difficulties of life, you don't see light. You think you are in darkness. Even though you're walking through the difficulty of this world, the Lord saying, "You are with me." That's Emmanuel. God is with me. The name of God said, Jesus promises to be with you through the valleys, through the difficulty of life, to see you through. I pray today that the same God that kept you alive from the mother's womb will keep you throughout whatever life brings. His grace will shelter you, will lead you in the name of Jesus in the year 2026, in Jesus' name. He set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. The battle of life is not your battle. The battle belongs to the Lord. Are you facing opposite situation, difficult situation? Are you people opposing you? Human beings are not your enemy. We don't fight the wrong battle. We fight the right battle of righteousness. Jesus said, "Take heart, I have overcome the world for you." Leave the battle to God. Leave fear to God. Leave uncertainty to Him. Leave the future to Him. Put your trust in Jesus and focus on now, and you will see what will happen. There are many fears you had before. See where you are today. None of those fears has come to pass. When you have Jesus, He will secure you, He will uphold you, He will lead you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He set a table before you in the presence of my enemies. Jesus' victory gives you victory. You will fear no evil, no demon, no darkness. Today, people talk about Satan too much. Why can't you focus on the light of Jesus? When you have Jesus with you, oh my God, your heart, your mind will be in the peace of heaven. Stop looking at difficulty or situation. Look at the solution. Jesus gives you solution to usher you into a new year of growth. That's the promise of God for you. I will bless you in the midst of persecution. I will bless you. I will give you light in the midst of darkness. I give healing in the midst of sickness and disease. I give peace in the midst of troubled world. I know how to keep my people, said the Lord. He will keep you. He will preserve you. He will lead you if you put your trust in Him, in the name of Jesus. He said, verse 7, "He anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over." Today we pray that the God who sanctifies you by the Holy Spirit will pour His anointing over you, His Spirit over you, over your life, over your ministry, over your home, over every section of your life in the year to come. When God's anointing is with you, God's favor is with you, oh my God, success, increase will come in the name of Jesus. Verse 8, "Surely His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life." When you are praying, when you are meditating in this year, 2026, this learn it by heart. Meditate on it. Anytime you meditate, you call the name of the Lord. When you call His name, when you meditate His name, Holy Ghost will begin to bestow the inner virtue of the name of God in your life. When you are facing trouble, you call Jehovah Nissi. When you are sick, Jehovah Rapha, Jesus Christ the healer. When you call His name, God promises to reveal the virtues of His name and His power in your life, to shelter you, to lead you, to guide you, to protect you throughout this year in the name of Jesus. He said, His goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. We are going to commit every single day of the year 2026, every month of the year 2026. This year in advance, we committed to God, to the throne of grace, that every single day that God's presence, He promises His presence to rest upon you, upon your home, upon your business, upon your family, upon your career, upon your life, and you will cross over this year with the peace of heaven, with increase and blessing in the name of Jesus. I have this experience with God. So every year I commit my life to Christ. And today I can tell you the truth. Nothing out of God's control will happen to you. This year is a year of growth. The first growth we need is the peace of God in your life. Your confidence in Christ, your faith in Christ, and the assurance that you are not alone. The assurance that you commit tomorrow into the hand of God. You commit your future into the hand of God, and God will take care of that. God will walk before you to level every mountain. God will walk before you to cancel any plan of darkness. God will walk before you to open the door. So many testimonies we have received of people who receive breakthrough. But today, this year, growth is promised to you by God in the name of Jesus. Remember what He said in the book of Genesis. He blessed human being to multiply. That's the heart of God. That's the mind of God. That's the heart of the Spirit of God for you today. That's why we are here to pray as believers. If our life is ordered by God, the steps of the righteous person are ordained by God. I say to you, listen to me, in the name of Jesus, receive a happy new year in the presence of God. I say to you today, listen to me, I commit you, I commit your family, I commit your home, I commit your ways to the Shepherd of Shepherds to lead you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray today, every person listening to me today, every believer, every person, are you alone? Are you in trouble? Today, I commit you to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray your presence, O the mighty Shepherd, rest upon the person. Rest upon every person listening to me today, in the name of Jesus. I commit your year 2026 under the leadership, the guidance of the Shepherd of your soul over Jesus. Holy Spirit, fall afresh on them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the mark of God's favor be upon you today, in the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus be sprinkled over you, over your name, over your home, over your children, over your way, over all this year, in the name of Jesus. This year be covered with the precious blood of Jesus. This year be sheltered under the presence of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the Shepherd of Shepherds will lead you into decision, will lead you. Are you looking for a partner? Are you looking for a job? Are you looking for direction? I pray today, the mighty Shepherd will lead you today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, pour your Spirit upon every person listening to me, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Alpha Omega, lead that person. Lead them, Lord. Lead them, Lord. Lead them, Lord. Guide them, Lord, to breakthrough, to peace, to fulfillment in the name of Jesus. I pray all the burden of the past today be canceled in the name of Jesus. Today, all the burden of the past be removed in the name of Jesus. This year, become new in your spirit, become new in your soul, become new in your health, become new in your business. I pray that Christ's resurrection power to begin to flow in your life in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, lead them in the name of Jesus. Lead them to a place of safety. Lead them to a place of significance. Lead them to a place of blessing in the name of Jesus. You are not a statistic. You are a person of faith. I add my faith to your faith. Holy Spirit, locate them. Locate them, Lord. Begin to put your favor, your mark of your favor upon every person. Listen to me. The mark of grace, the mark of God's love be upon you in the name of Jesus. Every shepherd put his mark on his sheep. And the Bible says, Romans chapter 8, verse 9, those who do not have the Spirit of Jesus do not belong to him. So the mark of Christ is the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray, put the mark of righteousness, the mark of your Spirit upon every person today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your favor, your blessing rests upon every soul in the name of Jesus. The mark of his grace rests upon your family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Upon your children, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Upon your belongings, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Upon your career, in the mighty name of Jesus. Upon your future, in the name of Jesus. Upon your business, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you have said, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, difficulty of life in this year 2026, Lord, let the presence of the Son of God, the presence of Jesus, the presence of the Holy Ghost be with you today. Be with you today till the end of December 26 in the name of Jesus. I commit you to his presence in the name of Jesus. Lord, take control. Take full control. Take full control in the name of Jesus Christ. Your journey throughout this year be secured in the name of Jesus. Your career be secured in the name of Jesus. Your work be secured in the name of Jesus. Your family be secured under God's presence in the name of Jesus. Father, by your name, Jehovah Jireh, the provider, provide, provision come, provision, 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 and you would never want in the name of Jesus. God's provision comes in every aspect of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have said, John chapter 6, verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never thirst, will never hunger. I pray you will never thirst in the name of Jesus. You will never hunger in the name of Jesus. You will never lack in the name of Jesus. God's provision be upon you in the name of Jesus. Are you looking for a job? Provision be given to you in the name of Jesus. Are you looking for breakthrough? Provision from heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your grace rest upon each person in the name of Jesus Christ. Your name, Jehovah Rapha, the healer. I pray for every person who is under sickness and disease today. Your promise is, I will heal you. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I pray your healing power descend right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God's healing power fall on you, spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. Healing means restoration, not just of the body, but of your spirit, of your soul, of your body, in the name of Jesus. Restoration, be restored in the name of Jesus. Your relationship with God, restored in the name of Jesus. Your family, be restored in the name of Jesus. Your marriage, be restored in the name of Jesus. Your business, be restored in the name of Jesus. Your way, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Restoration, restoration, restoration in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for your presence, Emmanuel, your presence, Lord Jesus. You have said, I am with you, I will be with you. Lord, that's the promise you gave. Let your presence be upon every person today, every believer, in the name of Jesus. Everything that has to do with you, be covered by the presence of God, in the name of Jesus. Let this presence begin to fill your house, fill your home, as you are standing, as you are praying, in the name of Jesus. Reveal your presence, Lord. Reveal your presence, Lord. Reveal your presence, Lord. Your presence, your presence, your presence be revealed in the name of Jesus. Lord, guide them throughout this year in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December 2026. All this month, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I cover your way in the name of Jesus. You'll be blessed in the name of Jesus. You'll be secured in the name of Jesus. You'll be guided in the name of Jesus. You'll be sheltered in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray every trap of the enemy, any plan against your life, today be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with disappointment this year, 2026, be canceled today in the name of Jesus. Be canceled in the name of Jesus. Be canceled in the name of Jesus. Be canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. Every appointment with disappointment of accident, evil plan, today, Lord, as you promised, in the name of Jesus, every snare of the devil be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of darkness be canceled in the name of Jesus. Every appointment with disappointment be canceled in the name of Jesus. Let the light of God be upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have promised your banner, Jehovah Nissi, your protection upon them. Every household today listening to me, as you protect them in the land of Egypt, in Exodus chapter 12, Father, we apply the precious blood of Jesus over every household, over every person today. Locate them in your mercy. Locate them in your favor by the sprinkling of the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will redeem you from sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus will redeem you from evil in the name of Jesus. It will redeem you from human destruction, from any destruction in the name of Jesus. will redeem you from poverty, will redeem you from accident, will redeem you from evil in the name of Jesus. Your way be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Your life be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Your career be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Your home be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Your past be redeemed in the mighty name of Jesus. Your present be redeemed. Your future be redeemed in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. That's your promise. You led them through the wilderness. Let your presence go before them. Jesus, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. I pray every person be led in your way of righteousness. Be led by the truth of the Holy Spirit. Be led to a place of abundant life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be protected, be covered, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have said, you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. We are praying for supernatural ability on you. Anointing is not only for Christian services, for pastors. There's anointing for every section of your life. What is anointing? The promise of Jehovah Mikadesh came to sanctify you to make a difference. Your household be sanctified today in the name of Jesus. When you are in the midst of people, be sanctified in the name of Jesus. Everything about you, be sanctified in the name of Jesus. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 8, God said, He's the Lord that sanctifies you. Your way be sanctified in the name of Jesus. Everything about you be sanctified in the name of Jesus. Your vehicle be sanctified. Your house be sanctified. Your home be sanctified. Your body be sanctified. Whatever you touch be sanctified today in the name of Jesus. By the presence of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this is the year of growth. I pray there's a new level to reach in your life. Today, I pray whatever has been limiting you, whatever has been stifling you, today be removed today in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, begin to prompt their heart, prompt their mind, prompt their heart in the name of Jesus. Let there be revelation. Let there be way out. Let there be instruction, intimation from you. To grow in the Spirit, to grow in the Spirit, to grow in the Spirit, to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, to grow in the knowledge of God, to grow at every touch, be blessed and grow in the name of Jesus. Begin to experience growth in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Be sheltered, be covered by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Anywhere you are, place your hand in your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you are the light. I pray for every person today. Lord, they need to know more of you, more of your ways. Open the eyes of their heart to see what you're looking at in the name of Jesus. I pray, open their mind to greater understanding of your ways in the mighty name of Jesus. In Psalm 119, verse 18, David said, Lord, open my eyes to see wonderful things in your word. Lord, we commit the journey of the year. Each year is a journey, Lord, a journey of righteousness. I pray you will be there in December 31st, 2026, to give thanks to God for your life in the name of Jesus. See them through this year in the name of Jesus. See them through whatever life brings in the name of Jesus. Give them victory in the name of Jesus. Give them breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Blessing in the name of Jesus. Guidance in the name of Jesus. Security in God's presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now, begin to ask God your heart desire. Ask Jesus your heart desire in this year. I pray, oh Lord, the blessing of God overflow in the life in the name of Jesus. Channel of blessing, channel of light, channel of faith in the name of Jesus. Let the favor of God speak for you. His mercy speak for you. His wisdom speak for you. His guidance speak for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, be blessed. Your home be blessed. Your heart be blessed. You will be blessed in the name of Jesus. You are starting with Jesus. I say to you, happy new beginning. A new beginning in your home. A new beginning in your spirit. A new beginning in your soul, in your body, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be blessed. Year in, you will bless year out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy New Year. Good morning to you. Good morning to your career. Good morning to your home. Good morning in the name of Jesus. This is a year of increase. I declare to you, you will increase, you will grow, and you will testify in the name of Jesus. Blessed are those who believe. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. God has set a table before you. In this table, unlimited resources. Your faith should be anchored in God's ability, in God's provision, in God's power, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to show you the new calendar we have for you in this year 2026. God has promised us a year of growth. We have designed the new calendar, downloaded, and continue to chart your course throughout this year with God. Walk with Jesus. Walk with the Holy Spirit. God is waiting for you at the point of His Spirit, at the point of His Word. When you meditate on the Word of God, when you read the Word of God, when you pray, you allow God's presence. You maintain God's presence throughout this year. And nothing, I tell you the truth, nothing after God's control can happen to you in the name of Jesus. 2026, the year of growth. How can we grow if we don't know God's ways? In this year, 2026, God is waiting for everyone at the point of obedience to His Word. There are many things God has put in our heart, but we never acted on it. Why? Distraction. We think it's our own thought. The time has come to grow in the Spirit, to grow in awareness, to grow in understanding, to grow in persevering the inner voice of God. God can tell you to do this. I met so many people whom God had given the promise of breakthrough, but they didn't act on it. They thought it was their own voice. But the day you begin to bless the thought of God in your heart, your blessing will overflow. God has no means to talk to you than your conscience, your heart. It is time to begin to realize the inner voice of God in your heart. That's the year of growth. When you begin to hearken to the voice of God in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart, you will make a difference in your life. God wants to bless you. God wants to guide you. He's a father to us. In the name of Jesus. So begin to act on the word in your heart. When you obey, something will enter your heart and increase your confidence. Yes, this is God. Like a baby, I started like a baby. And I begin to grow in understanding, in knowledge. The more I obey, the more I see the hand of God. That's how assurance comes in our life. Your confidence in God will grow as you hear and obey in your heart. Begin to focus in the inner voice of God by you meditate in your heart. When you are into God's presence, His thought become reality. I repeat that to you. When you learn to enter the presence of God, His thoughts will become a reality for you. In the name of Jesus. So right now we start on January. We have this calendar, your Bible reading, day by day. Please develop your relationship with the Holy Spirit by reading this Bible. I read my Bible as we give the assignment. I do my own. I finish my own today, just as you finish your own today. I read it every single day. So please read this Bible. There is a mystery hidden in it. When you are reading it in the secret place of your heart, you attract the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as you continue to meditate, the awareness will surely come. That's the promise of God. We need to grow in the ways of the Spirit. The way He speaks is different from the ways of man. Man speaks here, but God speaks in a gentle inner voice in your heart. And that's the voice of breakthrough for your life in the name of Jesus. When you are worried, the inner voice will speak to you. When you don't know which decision to take, the inner voice will tell you what to do. And that voice will never fail you in the name of Jesus. So Hosea chapter 10 said, sow for yourself righteousness and reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. It is time to seek the Lord till He come and shower righteousness on you. Throughout this January, meditate on this promise. means God is busy planting the seed of what you are becoming on this year. A seed has been planted in you. The seed needs to grow to become fruitful in knowledge, in the blessings of God will overflow in the name of Jesus. That's the way of the Spirit. In January, we come to February. Throughout this year, this is the year of increase. Luke chapter 8, verse 11 says, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Huh. Oh my God. God wants to bless you, but he will do it through his word by his Spirit. God wants to inspire you through his word by his Spirit. He wants to protect you through his word by his Spirit. He wants to guide you in the choice you are making through his word by his Spirit. His word is speaking to you now by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray for you today. Your conscience, place your hand in your heart. What you need is your conscience to bear witness that this is God. I pray today, whatever God is speaking to you, by thought, by dream, or through the Bible, Holy Ghost, I pray, put the fire in their conscience in the name of Jesus. Stir their heart, let their heart begin to burn. Awareness start from their heart that this is from God in the name of Jesus. Conviction come when you hear the voice in the name of Jesus. Conviction come when intimation come in the name of Jesus Christ. February, we journey by God. The seed continue to grow, planted by God in the name of Jesus. Who plant the seed? It is Jesus. It is God. It is Holy Spirit. Everything is a seed. Anytime you pray, God will give you a seed. Now you have to water the seed. When you pray, give thanks to God. Remember your prayer. Expect the harvest of your prayer. Don't just pray and forget it. When you pray, begin to remind God, begin to water in your heart till you see the fruit of your prayer in the name of Jesus. March, we continue the journey. You can see this is Jesus busy planting the seed of what you are becoming. This means in the year to come, we have an agenda. There's the promise of God. What God has embedded in your life, begin to unfold. His blessing begin to unfold. His plan begin to unfold day by day, day by day, day by day. Holy Ghost is taking you to where you have never been before. Trust and believe in the name of Jesus. The scripture Ecclesiastes say, cast your bread among the waters, for you will find it after many days. Many have tried and failed, have disappointment and failure. But today, when you cast the seed with Jesus, when you pray and meditate, you will never cast your seed in the wrong ground. You will never connect with the wrong person. You will never go to the wrong appointment. You will not apply to the wrong company, to the wrong person. Lord will lead you to the right place that will be fruitful of heart in the name of Jesus. Favor of heart will receive you and your seed will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. In May, the scripture we have here, you can see John chapter 12, verse 24. Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. Whatever seed you plant in the person's life, for God's sake, without expecting any return from that person, reward will come from heaven. This means begin to learn to sow in the Spirit. Begin to sow in the Spirit, believing God for the increase in the name of Jesus. Begin to ask the Holy Ghost to lead you to how to sow, how to love, how to plant, how to help, how to plant the fruit of righteousness, and God promised to reward you in the name of Jesus. Plant the seed of love into other people around you. For God's sake, assist, help, show love, plant this seed, and Jesus himself will reward you for that. In the name of Jesus. When you are led by the Holy Ghost, you will never plant your seed on the dry ground. It will bless you the more in the name of Jesus. We continue in Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. It said, in June, and the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. God said, you will have roots downward. What means your faith will increase. Your belief is increased. Your peace will increase. Your humility will increase. Your strength will increase. The awareness of God will increase deep inside of your heart. That's the root of faith. That's the ground of your attitude. That's the anchor of your life. Deep within you, the stature of the strength of Jesus begin to develop, begin to grow in confidence deep inside of you. And Jesus said, you will bear fruit upward. You will see the evidence of your faith. Oh my God. You will pray and you see the evidence on the outside of the goodness of God bearing your prayer. Your prayer should no longer be self-centered. Pray for those around you. Pray for those who are in difficulty. Pray for your family. Pray for those who don't know Jesus. When you do it, you will see the hand of God in your life in the name of Jesus. God is looking for somebody who's willing to be used by him as a channel of blessing to plant a seed in other people's life for righteousness' sake. In the name of Jesus. June, July. In July, the promise is here. Mark chapter 4, verse 29. When the grain ripens, immediately he puts on the sickle because the harvest has come. No promise of the Bible is void of fulfillment. Jesus is the surety of every promise of the Bible for you. God is promising for you. There is seed time. There is time for harvest. When you are praying through this year, the answer to your prayer will come at God's appointed time. In your patience of the Lord, you will see the fruit of your prayer. You will see that God hears and answers your prayers in the name of Jesus. He promises that if you pray in righteousness, you will reap a harvest. Your prayer, the blessing of God will flow in your life in the name of Jesus. God promises in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 12. He said, along the bank of the river, on the side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month. Hallelujah. Why this scripture was given to us? Jesus came and looked at the fig tree out of season. God is saying to you, the blessing of God will no longer be seasoned. When the blessing comes every month, when you work, you expect your salary every month. When you business, you want to be paid. God said the fruit will never be seasoned today. Your fruit will come as you plant, as you water, the seed will come. That's the promise of God in the name of Jesus. It will bear fruit. You will reap the fruit of your labor in the name of Jesus. He said, from the sanctuary, their food will be for food and their leaves for medicine. May God make you a channel of blessing in the name of Jesus. That's his promise, is to live a life that is fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Any seed you plant this year will never be void in the name of Jesus. You will never plant your seed in the wrong place. You will never invest in the wrong place. You never go to the wrong place. It will be directed to the right place. That's my prayer today in the name of Jesus. If you're about to do what is wrong, Holy Ghost, will arrest your heart. Father, arrest your heart in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We are talking about the ways of the Spirit in our life. August, we all know what August stands for. Jeremiah 17, verse 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by waters, which spread out its root by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green. Sorry, let me kiss it like this. And will not be anxious in the year of drought. What's the meaning of this? Sometimes God allows us to go through times of difficulty, of difficult situation. But God said, you will not lose your reward. When you are going through the valleys, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you are, whatever season you are in, that will never determine the harvest of God in your life. Meaning the promise of God will not be time-bound, no season by any circumstance, by any person. Continue to plant your seed in the people's life. Continue to water, to pray, to meditate, to stay in God's presence, and you will increase. If you do this, I'm telling the truth, your life will never be the same. You will enter a new level of grace, a new level of strength, a new level of faith, and fruitfulness of righteousness in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the year of growth. In September, we pray, my Lord. Some will say, will I be there? Yes, will Jesus, you'll be there. What do you notice here? In September, sometimes it looks as if the tree has lost his beauty. The leaves have gone, but the fruit will remain. Your faith will never fail today in the name of Jesus Christ. Your faith in Christ will never fail. Your hope in Christ will never fail. Your promise of Christ in your life will never fail in the name of Jesus. Your food will remain. The faithfulness of God will bring the water in the desert, the light in darkness, the reward in the midst of trouble in the name of Jesus. That is promise for you. October. Thank you. We all know when we enter winter, we took the tree. Let's God show us. This tree is exposed to snow, to rain, to trouble. But the fruit remains. That's the promise of Jesus. The tree remains anchored in the ground of the word of God. Unshakable, unmovable. He will continue. Jesus said, take heart. I've overcome the world. I've called you. I planted you to bear seed and your seed will remain. John chapter 15, verse 3. We don't like trouble. But let me tell you, in times of trouble, when your faith is in Christ, you increase the more in favor and mercy in the name of Jesus. You will never lack. You will never want, even while everything is necessary around you in the name of Jesus. That's the promise of the Lord. November. Come on. Now we come to December. Will you be ready when the Lord shall come? The Bible says, your life, your ways are in the hand of God. The beginning of your life, the end of our life is in the hand of God, not in the hand of Satan, not in the hand of accident, not in the hand of demons, not in the hand of statistics. God holds your life in his hand. Jesus said, because I live, you live. So the promise of fruitfulness is given by God. God has promised to reward you. And I pray for every member of the household of faith. I pray for every member of the UOG. December, next year, your life will reach a new level of relationship with God. A new level of faith. A new level of God's blessing in every aspect of your life. Your family needs to grow. Your business needs to grow. Everything about you need to grow. This is the promise of God for you in this year, 2026. This is the key. Get focus on Jesus. Focus on the light. Focus on the word of God. I'm not saying we should run away from the news, what happens around us. No. Your anchor of your heart, of your mind should be the word of God. In the midst of adverse situation, focus on Jesus. That's his promise. He is with you. If the Lord has left you 1 second, you will not be here today. He has never forsaken you. He has never left you. That's why you are still alive today. Thank you for allowing Jesus to usher you into this new year. We started with the word, and before we finish, we are in this year. That's what's supposed to be. That's what God wants. It's the word of God will usher you from darkness to light, from 1 year to another. Father, I pray. This is the first day of this year, 2026. The day you descended to execute judgment in the land of Egypt, you said to Moses to tell the people of Israel, today is the first day of the year. That's the day of Passover. It marked a break from bondage to liberty. Lord, I pray today, bring a new hope in the name of Jesus. Lord, the year is increased. Let there be increase from heaven. Increase in their life. Increase their spiritual course, their boundary, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, increase their capacity in the name of Jesus. Increase, Lord, their blessing in the name of Jesus. Let there be progress. Let there be breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. bless them, guide them, and lead them. Let our life this year become a testimony, and we will say, surely, the goodness and mercy of God will follow you throughout this year, 2026. And we come together here at the end of this year to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom. God bless you. Remain in His presence and begin to rejoice in His presence in Jesus' name.